Praise and shine. We are Quixie 98.3. The devotional this time is simply about being human. Here's a quote. "Mr. Singerman, why are you crying?" This was asked by 12-year-old Albert as he watched the master craftsman construct a wooden box. The man said, "I cry because my father cried and because my grandfather cried." The woodworker's answer to his young apprentice provides a tender moment, and that's from an episode of Little House on the Prairie. Mr. Singerman explained, "Tears come with the making of a coffin." He went on to say, "Some men don't cry because they fear it's a sign of weakness. I was taught that a man is a man because he can cry." Emotion must have welled up in the eyes of Jesus as he compared his concern for Jerusalem to the care of a mother hen for her chicks. And you'll find that in Scripture, Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Jesus' disciples were often confused by what they saw in his eyes or heard in his stories. His idea of what it meant to be strong was different. It happened again as they walked with him from the temple. Calling his attention to the massive stone walls and magnificent decor of their place of worship, the disciples noted the strength of human accomplishment. Jesus saw a temple that would be leveled in AD 70. Christ shows us that healthy people know when to cry and why. He cried because his Father cares and his Spirit groans for children who couldn't yet see what breaks his heart. So, in what situations in your life might you be avoiding grief? How can your faith in a Savior who cries help you express your grief in a healthy way? We ask our Heavenly Father to please replace any cold illusions of strength that we cling to with a growing understanding of the cares and concerns that breaks our Heavenly Father's heart for children like us. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.